this is where the tornado came through Mayflower. It was on the south side of us. I actually saw it from the back of my house. I was about three blocks from this thing. Stupidly took a picture of it as it was coming across. Worst sound I ever heard in my life. It took me 3 days to just get over the sound of this thing. And the first night it was dark. See if our next slide will come up. But it's almost like a bomb had went off in Mayflower. It was totally dark. The phones wouldn't work. The people that where their houses were affected started going toward a light. The only light that we had was Lumber One in town. They had a generator, so that's where everybody just seems to go to where the light was. And the first thing was our first responders out there trying to make sure that everybody, you know, would get to the school. We set up a command post. There we go. There's part of it.
There we go.
Design, you need to get your a commander for your command post, which is our fire chief. He was the one that set up everything from communications that we was having to do. Locate, we had City Hall was still there, so that's where we designated to set up our command post from. We also, our triage was through the school. The other thing I had to do is get a hold of the school superintendent. They had to send buses down to Lumber One just to pick up the people to get them back to the school. So there's part of the problem that you're trying to deal with, and the doctors were at the school. We had to set up the office, emergency management. They were all there right on with us. Tagging system was interesting. We had to tag the people that was in their areas, EMT, first responders. You had a lot of volunteers coming in. I know that's a great thing that you want to happen, but it's also a problem for you. You have the volunteers, and they've all got chainsaws and everything, and they want to help. Don't get me wrong with this. But you've got gas coming out, you got water, you got electricity, and you do not want these people. You're going to cause another problem with that. So you need them tagged, and then you want emergency management to make sure that they're where they're supposed to be, or you're going to create you another problem right there. You need to do some of this in any city. You need to have your maps of your whole city where you can pull them out real quick and know exactly the, and electronically too, because you're going to have all of these guys wanting to know what street, this kind of thing. Your management teams, one thing that I made a mistake on that I have corrected now, you need to go ahead and your city council need to have tags. And they have full access to the whole city. You need to go ahead and get that done. That way, if something happens, hopefully it don't, but if it does, your city council will have the tags. They'll be able to be part of the command post, and you really need that. Communication, like I said, we lost a tower down there, so we had no phone. The only thing we had was texting, which was interesting. And so getting the word out to the people, that's one thing that I fought hard for with emergency management. We've got to have those LED lights. You need to set them up at certain points so you can communicate with your people so they'll understand what's going on. Also, your police department will help with that. Like I said, the LED signs, I've really pushed hard for that. It needs to be in a low central location so it can go out to whatever city that is affected. That needs to happen. Safety first. Only trained first responders need to go out. You got trees down, like I said, live power lines, blocking the roads. I'm just trying to get the roads cleared up so you can get access to it. It can be difficult to find the people. They have to do their markings on the houses of saying that they have looked at the houses. Complete darkness, again, no power. Communication with difficulty, impossible. If it occurs at night, the one thing you're trying to get to is morning, because morning light, you can actually see what's going on, and it'll amaze you too. I didn't know the full thing till it actually got light, and then boy, you can just see it. It's amazing. First assessment, you got to clear the roads. We had the county and the city and the cooperation between them and the other counties around us too. It was amazing how they all came together and worked together doing this. Turn off the utilities, have a pre-plan of the contacts ready on all of your utilities. Determine if your infrastructure, a lot of water running out. You're going to have to assess all of those. And again, I said the refugees, trying to get them to safety, making sure that they're taken care of. Persons that have lost their homes, they may be injured, need somewhere to go. The Red Cross, at the end, I'll show you a whole lot of people that came in real fast and helped us. It was a lot of people, and I'll get to that in just a little bit. They need somewhere to go. I already said walk toward the light. Here's the number on Red Cross. You probably already have it, but if you don't, write that down. It's very important. Refugees, people. Oh, okay, volunteer groups. One thing that helped us, and I don't know if anybody knows about this, but I found out real fast on all of our disasters. You need Team Rubicon. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but you better look at them because they very impressed me. They are a military-looking, retired. They come in and help with these volunteer groups. I mean, they document because FEMA and state and everybody's wanting you to document. Remember that. Document every piece that you got. If there's anything that you can take away from me, that's the main one. Dream Center, very good. I mean, these numbers, please write down. Samaritan's Purse, Red Cross, Salvation Army. And to me, if I had another disaster, which I don't need, but I would have them in my office and we're going to have a meeting with just this. And they're going to handle these volunteers. That would be my opinion.
Randy, that's Samaritan's Purse. They're in Bologna in our church, and they're camped out, been there for about a year.
And they'll bring in big, yes. I mean, it's a huge deal.
Sure
they'll bring
is.
In, they'll house their own people,
yeah.
Showers, everything. Dream Center, and again, Rubicon. I never heard of Rubicon before,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
But make sure and you get that, because they're very, all through the United States on disasters, very good. I guess the next one. Managing your contacts. Again, on the contacts, you need to have someone that you're going to designate to take care of this. Someone in your office, somebody. Not just you, because you've got your plate full of this. One of the things that in the first, my second disaster with Exxon, everybody came in. FEMA came in, state came in, everybody in the world came in, and I couldn't keep up with who I was talking to. I'll just be truthful with you. So what I did, and I know this is crazy, but I got me a fishbowl, and I sit on my desk. And I said, whoever you are, because I had meetings every 10 minutes, and I had no idea who. This guy looks just like the other next guy. So he put them in a bowl, and I designated one of my secretaries to, at the end of the day, make sure that contact and who that went to and everything. That way I can go back and say, oh, well, I need to get a hold of this person. It's on that sheet. And that's what I would do. I know that's a crazy thing, but it actually worked. Politicians... you know, you have to have someone that'll manage them, believe it or not, because they all come in, they want to be part of it, and they want to help, but it is something you have to kind of deal with. Designate a coordinator for your media. That's, in my opinion, very, because you're going to have Channel 7, 11, all of them, they're going to want to know what's going on, where we at, what meetings. You need to, we had David Hogue, he's our lawyer from Faulkner County, that's who I got. And just let anything go through him. Because the other thing on media, remember this, it's very important. Don't have three people talking. Have one guy talking out there of like, this is where we're at, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have a press conference at this time. And you need one person doing that. Because if you get three things out there, and I love the media, but they'll make up something. They just will.
Surely not.
That, if you don't have a story, they'll just do that. I mean, that's just where you're at. And I learned that the hard way. So, I guess next. The challenges that we had, city operations conducting daily business. That was weird because, like on the Exxon thing, they took over City Hall. So conducting day-by-day business was rough there for just a little while. I had to figure that out. And finally, I told them, I said, you're going to have to go somewhere because I've got to take care of the city. And we worked that out. Tornadoes the same way. The rebuilding issues, I had a lot of that with permits, zoning. Can I build back this house? And it was a long process that we went through. Metro Plan helped us a lot with that. Process of rebuilding. We came up, we were already in a comprehensive plan for the city, and it shows where things need to be. Again, Metro Plan, we're with them, and they really helped us come up with that comprehensive plan. The existing, develop one. If you don't, you need a comprehensive plan. Believe me. Identify your projects. Like if you need to, if you come back and you need a, a community center or whatever, make sure and identify those projects, because later FEMA and everybody else, you'll need to know that so you can hopefully get some money and rebuild it. Apply for the funds, the grants. We applied for one. We got $1.2 million for infrastructure for water and sewer on Interstate Drive. It was huge for us because you need to build those. You have to have infrastructure so you can have your businesses come in. And because your sales tax, once this happened, like Valonia, there's no sales tax there once you have this. So your operating funds to pay your fire department, your police department, where are you going to get that? It has to come from somewhere. And so the state helped us, feds helped us, making sure that we have operating funds for your city. Yeah, go ahead. And again, I applied for $1.2 million for the ADA grant for infrastructure. We're doing that right now. Hopefully September we're going to have that. We applied for another grant. It was for our siren system. We've got a brand new tornado siren system through Mayflower, and it's very, very good. And we got that one. Apply for the grants, even if you don't, just apply for one. Increased opportunities for new businesses because your economic works like that. You have to have the infrastructure, and then you can rebuild and get new businesses. It'll increase your sales tax, actually. We've actually seen that happen through Mayflower. It's kind of a good, amazing thing that has happened. More retail choices, too, because they want a quality of life, better living for residents. We've went through a whole year of trying to plan out your trails, your sidewalks, your parks, and everybody gets involved doing that. Here's where we are now. We've went through a thing called Jumpstart, and so has Valonia. And it's been one of the best things. You have town meetings. They sit down and see what the community wants. Not me, not as mayor, not really the city council to a degree. It's the people. What do y'all want to see? How do y'all want it built? And we went through a whole process for a whole year. We went everything from the senior citizens having town hall meetings to the student council, which to me is a very important thing. You got to have your kids involved. If you're going to look to the future of something, have your kids involved. That's very important to me, because that's where you want to keep your kids in your town. Here's some of the guys that helped us. Devin Howland, Central Planning. We had a steering committee set up, town hall meetings for economic development. The presentation of the plans that came out of the steering committees and out of these meetings went to the city council then. City council approves what we wanted to do. We identified, we're trying to identify right now, we're right in the middle of this, of Arkansas economic development, and on your sites of where to put things, and they'll help you with that. They'll say how big the lot is, what infrastructure is on it, what kind of business would be good to put on those sites. And we're right in the middle of that, and it's really working very well for me. Here's the meetings I was talking about. Is that there? Yeah. This was where the kids, and they all sit there. They got very excited about this. I was just very, they came up with some great ideas. One of them was that they want a Chick-fil-A. It, for some reason, they wanted a Chick-fil-A. So we put it down. And actually, you'll see it here, hopefully in a second, the actual plan that we came up with, we put a Chick-fil-A on the plan. So just make sure that they knew that they were part of this process. Moving forward, this is what they have labeled it. And we had architects from Fayetteville out of the University of Arkansas. We also had Gateway out of Dallas. They came up with what they call slow street, fast street. In our town, we have I-40 that parallels. It'll be up and down. And also, we have 365, which right now they're using that as our main street. But it's a highway, basically. They came up with an idea of slow street, which would be right in the middle of town, where you could use it like, I don't know if anybody's been to Hendricks College, but where you have the business below and then you live above it. And you move it in a little bit where you can actually walk or bike that whole thing. That's what's really happening in today's society, where you can actually walk to these places. And it actually works for these small, especially small towns, too. Another copy of Slow Street. Slow Street would be more of park your car, walk down through there. The fast one, which would be more of like a McDonald's, Ding, Wendy's on your fast street. And the master plan, we came up with all of this, again, fast street. So and that was part of our plan that I think will work for Mayflower. Okay, this is showing the idea that had come up through all of these meetings. Hopefully this video is going to show you kind of the future. We have different phases of the front, from the left to the right, and showing what the idea that they came up with. They actually came up with a amphitheater right in the middle of the city, which I was totally for, because I think community, that's how you build a small town, especially is where you can go down and watch a movie, or go down with your kids, watch all kinds of different things you could have at the same, but it's right in the middle. And then what we tried to do is make a heart out of Mayflower. It really, a lot of these small towns need that. And that's something where Valonia is. I don't want to speak for them, but we're both to the point of, we've got an opportunity to make that heart where your community will, hopefully this will work.
Well, let's try this. Keep talking.
I don't like much, so maybe we can get this to play, but this is like the idea of what we've come up with. And it was approved through the city council. Maybe a month ago. And here's the other thing to remember, guys. Going through that planning part, once the city council approves that, monies open up for those projects. You got to remember that. And so that's where you can file, but you got to identify those projects.
There we go.
Central planning helps us. Here we go. It's the north end. It kind of shows you these. Here's Slow Street right here. And it's just a short thing showing you what we're doing. Marketplace, farmer's market. Here's Harps over to the side. That's what is there now. So I was trying to show what is already there and then what you can do with a small town. And it's some good concepts of what they're looking at. Again, your maybe two-story, maybe even three-story. You can take a look at that. Because if you put your businesses in, and you put that above it, you can create more space like that. Instead of doing the old style of like, well, they just need to build it real wide, you can actually make this happen. Get a lot more businesses. Your sales tax goes up again. This don't last long. So I just kind of wanted to show you the concept that we came up with. A lot of people were excited about it. If you ever want to see Hendricks College, it's already on ground in Conway. It's very exciting, and I've been up there a number of times. It would be good for a city. Here's the city park. We was looking at putting some baseball fields there, and because a lot of kids, a lot of people, they really like in our town baseball, softball. They like those kind of things. That is right in the middle of town, the pocket housing. Actually, you could watch a ball game from your house. And am I to the point of where the, okay. This just shows the concept of what we could be. It's not just 365 and it's actually what you could put in that area. Is that it?
I think so. This is the whole one. No,
yeah,
it's starting over, so yeah.
And I'm about through. But we've taken a lot of time doing this. It's taken a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of people, volunteers, and planning commission, and city council, and steering committee, and the kids, and had a lot of help from FEMA, really did, and Arkansas. They came out, they helped us metro plan. Right here at the end, I want to show you the people that really helped put all of this together. If you can show the very end. And that's the other thing, if you take away from something that I have said today, make sure the documentation, you got to write it down. Anytime you're dealing with FEMA or the state, they want to know every single piece, so make sure somebody is doing that. Here is a lot of people that really helped us. If y'all want to get any information off of that, Arkansas Foundation, Community Foundation, all of these guys, Central Planning, they helped us write the grants. FEMA was there, they've helped a ton. Gateway is actually planning out of Dallas. the Jumpstart Initiative. You can go through all of these if y'all want to get any of that information. I believe you get it over there, right? Yeah.
There's links to all this.
There are links to in Mayflower.
And the city's website, yeah.
In the city's website. If y'all need any of that information, but I would encourage you to get some of this information. I hope it never happens to you guys. I really don't.
So y'all have a website, all this is on?
We do. It's
cityofmayflower.com.
We'll link to it. And you can go to the next one just real quick. This is my ending thing. But I have, well, maybe it is.
Wait a minute.
There we go.
Hold on. That's what you want.
Yeah. If y'all need any help of any kind, if y'all ever have a disaster, don't hesitate to call me. I'll be there. I will go to wherever if you need my help. I promise you that because I've been through a lot of stuff, learned a lot of lessons, good lessons, bad lessons. But at least I'm here for you. If call me, I'll just get on my stuff, and as soon as I can get there, and I'll be right there beside you, and we'll figure out something. Because I have a lot of resources that I've been through and a lot of, like I said, good things, bad things, but I'm here for you. So I believe that's it, and I appreciate y'all's time, guys. Thank you.